Teacher Sa Sayana stands before a classroom of foreigners and tries to cover in 15 minutes the violent history of Cambodia's Khmer Rouge. She says the course, sponsored by the Documentation Center of Cambodia, has added weight because it is held in a historic site.
They can see the building, they might have some background about the atrocity of this prison, but they might not have the more in-depth, insightful into the whole history of the Khmer Rouge. So this place is a kind of the collection of memory of the history.
The Khmer Rouge locked up as many as 20,000 Cambodians here, deemed enemies of the revolution. Only seven survived. The rest were tortured and executed. Organizers hope the twice-a-week classes can help redefine Tuol slang as a place of education.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So I enjoyed it, like, to get this way information about what was really going on here.
Norwegian tourist Ingun Jobak says she has goosebumps after taking the class and touring the torture rooms.
I can't explain the feeling I have. It's not a good feeling after the entire day. But still, it's a good feeling because I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I know this. I'm glad I know this happened.
Chiam Mai, one of only two living survivors of Tuol slang, now works at his former prison, selling books about the Khmer Rouge. He welcomes the classes, but says more education is needed.
This is not enough. There must be many more classes so young people will understand. Once they understand, they will not follow in the footsteps of the Khmer Rouge.
While the courses are now mainly aimed at tourists visiting Tuol slang, instructors also teach Cambodian student groups in the Khmer language. Organizers say public interest is growing and they plan to add more classes to the schedule. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Phnom Penh.